We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
It's called Omicron, and it is the newest COVID variant, first found in southern Africa, sparking concerns across the world. In the U.S., new travel restrictions are on the way.
President Biden spending the Thanksgiving weekend in Nantucket, taking action as concern grows over the new COVID-19 variant.
I've decided that we're going to be cautious, make sure there's no travel to and from South Africa and six other countries in that region. Except for American citizens who are able to come back.
The European Union also announcing travel restrictions on visitors from southern African nations. The U.S. restriction starts on Monday.
Now, just this morning, there's word from the Netherlands that a total of 61 people who arrived there on flights from southern Africa tested positive for the virus. Authorities are still trying to see if they have the variant. In New York, Governor Hochul is warning it's coming, and she has announced urgent action to raise hospital capacity and limit non-essential procedures. These new protocols start on December 3rd. Latest virus numbers. New York reported 28 deaths and a 7-day average positivity rate of 3.82. New Jersey reported more than 2,000 new positive tests, 3 additional deaths. World Trade Organization has put off its conference of trade ministers set for next week in Switzerland because of this new variant. And in the wake of reports on the variant, the world's stock markets tumbled, with U.S. markets seeing their worst day since February. Oil prices fell 10%. Well, from Black Friday to Small Business Saturday, the holiday shopping calendar moves to the mom-and-pop stores today. It's the annual effort to promote small local businesses instead of big chains. A LendingTree survey says some 49% of people plan to hit stores today and spend an average of $305 apiece. Business groups are also urging folks to support their local shops in online shopping today and on Cyber Monday. Many shopping areas are taking advantage of the day with special events. Well, despite everything, retailers are still hoping for a good start to the shopping season. Some folks did come out on Long Island.
Shoppers at this Target in Westbury and other nearby stores say it is not as busy as usual for Black Friday. Lines are short, which is a pleasure. They figure a lot of people found early deals or are shopping online.
A lot of the good sales are online. You can't even get them in the store.
Still, many here say they're having some luck and it is worth shopping in person. Holly here, 1010 Winds at the Target in Westbury.
And online spending is still very strong. Adobe says it is on track to top $200 billion for the first time this year, with a strong Thanksgiving Day start of $5.1 billion. National Retail Federation estimates some 158 million people will shop this weekend. That is still not pre-pandemic levels. A giant of the American musical theater is gone. Stephen Sondheim has died at age 91.
Stephen Sondheim's big break came in 1957 when he wrote the lyrics for West Side Story. Everything. 2 years later, Sondheim followed it up with two more classics, Gypsy and A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. And the hits kept coming, Company, Follies, Sweeney Todd, and A Little Night Music. When he turned 80, Sondheim talked about the joy of writing for the theater in a public television interview.
It's a living art, and even after a show is opened, you can still change it.
In his career, Stephen Sondheim won an Oscar, 8 Tony Awards, 8 Grammys, and a Pulitzer Prize.
That is correspondent Bill Deal reporting. Now, Broadway is in mourning. Many people came out to pay respects at the Bernard B. Jacobs Theater last night. A revival of Sondheim's Company is in previews there.
This is so surreal. I can't believe how this feels right now.
I just saw the news and I ran over here. Stephen Sondheim could say in 4 or 5 words what any other author could say in volumes of books.
His lawyer says Sondheim died suddenly yesterday at his Connecticut home. Sondheim was 91. An arrest in the death of a woman shoved down the stairs of a Manhattan subway station more than 3 months after it happened. 53-year-old David Robinson now charged with murder. Police say he pushed Thon Wei Thon down the steps in a confrontation with her and her son at the Canal Street station on July 17th. She died 4 days later. Police released surveillance video of the suspect and asked for help finding him, and Robinson was arrested yesterday. There's no word so far on a court date. He's out of the hospital, too. The second NYPD officer wounded in exchange with a suspect of gunfire with a suspect in the Bronx was released from the hospital yesterday. Officer Robert Holmes wheeled out of St. Barnabas Hospital to the applause of fellow officers, including his partner, Officer Alejandra Jacobs. She was released from the hospital a day before. BBVA President Pat Lynch praised Holmes and all officers.
But just because our officer, our hero officer, got in that van to go back to his home, the recovery is only beginning. It doesn't end when he walks out the doors of this hospital. We should be thankful every day to New York City police officers for willing to take that risk.
Police say the two responded to a 911 call for a person with a gun. When they arrived, the suspect opened fire. He was shot in the chest and is still in the hospital. No word so far on charges for him. Black Friday turned out to be more than just a big shopping day for Amazon. A group of workers and advocates called Make Amazon Pay organized protests and marches in 20 countries, including the U.S., India, and Germany, calling for better pay and working conditions for Amazon employees. Here in New York, workers marched from Amazon owner Jeff Bezos' city residence to the penthouse of Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz. Tony Murphy of Workers' Assembly Against Racism tells 1010 Winds.
Bosses at Amazon and bosses at Starbucks have done is to try to break this labor campaign through intimidation and union-busting dirty trick.
Amazon issued a statement saying that while the company is not perfect, they do take their role and impact very seriously.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.